Since Barrett Baber last visited our studio in late August, he's had a busy couple of months. In addition to teaching at Fayetteville High School, he's been performing with his band and winning a handful of contests. In January, he won the CBS Grammy Gig of a Lifetime contest. The prize? Flying to Los Angeles with his band and performing at the Nokia Theater. Last week, he stopped by the Furman Garner Performance Studio along with his bandmate Aaron Schauer to talk with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda. During their conversation, Barrett and Aaron discussed what L.A. was like and how that experience came to be.
So I was on Facebook doing what I do, promoting the band, and one of my fans said, hey, you should submit a song for this contest. And I'm not really the contest kind of guy, which may seem hard for people to believe now.
It does, actually.
I said, okay, you know, I'll submit a song. It was really easy. Just put a YouTube link in and submit. And so I got an email saying, you know, a few weeks later that I was a finalist, a top 40 finalist out of several thousand submissions, which was neat. And so I said, well, okay, I'll post on Facebook and see if I can get some people to vote for me. You know, this would be a good promotional thing for us. And, you know, 1.6 million votes later, we're out in California. So it really was a special thing and quite an honor to see the people of Arkansas get behind us and really support us and send us out there.
Were you surprised when you won?
I was surprised not so much. It was such a long contest that it was hard to to really gauge how well I was doing at any moment. But they had a way that you can kind of tell if you were in the top five. Mm-hmm. And so right away I was in the top five. And that was surprising to me. I thought, oh, wow, you know, I can't believe it. I'm in the top five. And that's really when it started to take off. I started to post that on my Facebook and Twitter, and people started to share that. And this contest is a testament to how social media can really build a cause for you and you know, put you in the same realm as some bands that are in much larger markets than we are.
And so when you went out there, you got to perform, was it the day before the Grammys on a side stage or something?
Yeah, it was. We played at Club Nokia, which is down near the Staples Center, and we opened for a band called The Neighborhood, which has some really killer songs on the radio now, and they're really great. And so it was a sold-out show. There's 2,000 people there, and it was a Grammy event. You know, it was a few days before the Grammys, but we got to do that, and we're really well received by the crowd and the people in California.
I know when you guys got back, I ran into Aaron in town, and you mentioned what the experience was like for you guys because you got to fly out there, and then they kind of, I don't know, they gave you a limo or something.
Yeah, they gave us lots of limos. That was nice. But we flew out there. I flew out there separately because I missed the flight.
Oh no.
One time I get to go to Los Angeles for like some huge event, I missed the flight.
But you made it.
Eventually I made it, and then we got there and they treated us like we were rock stars for a week. It was like 8 days.
That was really the most impressive part about it. I thought all along that when we won the contest, I thought, oh, this will be cool. We'll go play. There'll be like 10 people at the show. It will be in California. They'll put us up in some motel, and it will be kind of an afterthought. But it was the exact opposite of that. It was like we walked out, and there was this, you know, person holding a placard with my name on it, and we get in this big limo, and it's like, are you serious right now? Like, we thought we were going to have to take a cab, and we're ready to, you know. And so, and we stayed in a great hotel, and they treated us awesome. The folks at CBS were incredible about that, and it was one of the most amazing experiences as musicians I think that any of us have ever had.
Did you guys actually get to go to the Grammys?
We did. Yeah. Yes. And we didn't know that we were going to until right at the last minute. We got to go walk the red carpet, do red carpet interviews. You know, that we had a press person that was walking us down there and, you know, introducing us to people and getting us, you know, interviews and some publicity. And then right at the last minute, they said, oh, by the way, here's your tickets for the show. And so we got to go into the show, and, you know, we were in the nosebleeds for sure. But at the same time, we were in the Grammy, so it was so awesome. It was a really cool experience to see all those musical acts and just kind of watch it all unfold.
Any personal favorites or heroes that you got to see on stage?
I mean, I don't know about heroes. It was cool. We were standing next to Willie Nelson and Kris Kristofferson and
Blake Shelton.
Was it Blake Shelton?
They were all performing together. Yeah.
It was Blake Shelton and Merle Haggard. That's the one I was thinking of. And they were beside us on the red carpet, so we were close to them. They're old. And then we got to see them perform. And I would call it a great performance. I mean, I'm sure people saw it, but it was kind of cool to see those guys together.
I think one of the most magical moments of the whole week really was we got to go the day before the Grammys to tour the Staples Center while they were still putting up the stage and running the show and running sound check. And so we were there. You know, we walked in and they're like, I don't know who's checking. We'll just see. Like, you guys just sit back here in the back. And then Paul McCartney came out and ran his song twice. And then Ringo Starr came out and ran his song twice. So it was like, man, I sat in a room once with Paul McCartney. It was, you know, there's several hundred people in there just dispersed throughout the Staples Center. But it was pretty special to sit there and these guys, these pioneers of music and that are doing really cool things and are still doing cool things, to be there and hear that and be, you know, on the floor and so close. That was an amazing experience.
Now, you say you're not the contest guy, but you won another contest.
I sure did. That's the crazy thing. I did. I actually submitted the Song of Arkansas for the Song of Arkansas contest put on by the Department of Tourism, Parks and Tourism, before the Grammy gig.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. And the idea with this one was you had to write an original song.
Yeah, they were like, hey, we are looking for an original song about Arkansas. There's a couple stipulations that needed to name a place, a couple, like an attraction in Arkansas, that kind of thing. And so my co-writer, Kenny Lamb, and I sat down one night, in fact, in my classroom at Fayetteville High School, and we didn't really have anywhere to write that night. So we went there, and I said, man, have you heard about this contest? And he was like, I don't know, man. I'm not a big contest guy. I was like, I don't know, man. Me neither. And he's like, well, do you have any ideas? And I've been thinking about it. And so I had the melody idea where I spelled out Arkansas in the melody. And then we just started to kind of work. And just like songwriters do, we got inspired. And, you know, within 30 or 45 minutes, we knew we had really something special on our hands. And so we just tweaked it and worked it for a couple hours and came out with a really good song and went ahead and fully produced it and submitted it for the contest just to see. And we looked at each other after we wrote it and said, man, it's cool, man. We might actually win this thing. And so I get back, you know, from the Grammy gig, and sure enough, I'm a finalist in that contest too.
And then you won.
Yeah, and then the people, just like in the Grammy gig, I'm sure it didn't hurt that I'd gotten all that publicity, you know, but sure. I'm really proud of my song. I think it was the best, and people got behind it and fell in love with it. And that is taking on a life of its own now as far as licensing of the song and being used in TV commercials and, you know, at the parks and tourism and merchandising and all kinds of stuff that's happening. It's really exciting, and it's crazy because we almost didn't write it.
And that's the idea, is that it's for commercial use. And
yep.
Awesome. And more recently, you were at George's for a benefit concert for the victims of the tornado that went through Vilonia and Mayflower. How did that come about?
That was really good and a thing that we were really proud to be a part of. I got a text message from Brian Crown that owns George's down there and right after the tornadoes hit and said, hey, would you be interested in playing a benefit show on Wednesday? You know, for no money, we'll donate all the proceeds. And I texted the guys and said, you know, we got to do this. And they jumped right on board too. And I think one of the reasons is because we're from Arkansas. We all live here. And we really felt how powerful that can be when you're from Arkansas and you're doing something cool, or you're in a jam, or you need help, and you need the people around you that don't know you to get behind you, and they do, and they do it for no reason other than you're just an Arkansan that's doing something cool or that needs some help. And so we felt that power in the Grammy Gig of a Lifetime contest because we were going up against some bands that were from huge markets, from Pittsburgh and New York and California. And word just got out that this band from Arkansas was doing something cool. And you know, little old Arkansas could win this thing. And the people got behind us. And it's kind of similar, I think, certainly not, you know, not on any level the same as far as seriousness, but it's similar in that when people are affected by, you know, a disaster in the state of Arkansas, I think that people are really defined by their response to it, and we all come together to help each other. So it was an obvious yes for us. Like, totally, we're going to do this. If we can help, we can. You know, all we know how to do is make music. I don't operate a chainsaw. I don't know how to do that kind of stuff. I don't know how to put a roof on a house. I just know how to make music, and so that's what we did. And it was a really special night.
And you guys raised about $2,000?
Yeah, $2,000 that we sent down, and we sent it down with the local church, and they were just going to go down and just find people in need right on the spot and kind of relieve those needs instead of, you know, maybe donating it to a big mm-hmm. charity or something like that. Like, that really, you know, spoke to me as far as people going down and just seeing someone, hey, this person, you know, doesn't have diapers to put on their kid. You know, they're totally out of money, or they, mm-hmm. you know, man, we can fulfill that need right here, right now. Like, let's go do that. This $2,000 that was just raised 2 days ago can help you today. And so that's really cool that's the way it was spent.
Well, summertime's coming, and that's lots of gigs. I know you've got a show on the 16th at George's, mm-hmm. sort of kind of kicking off. I don't know, summer of shows.
Yeah, it is. It's a kickoff gig, and our first full band show since the Grammy gig. We've played some stuff. We played a homecoming show that was about an hour set, and then we did the tornado thing the other night. But this is our first time to headline on the big stage at George's, and so we're super excited to do that. We've got some new songs that I've been working on and writing, and that we're going to debut, and it's going to be a really cool show. Our opener, Josh Noren, is from Rogers. And he's been in Nashville for a couple years now doing his thing, and he's a really great musician. And then there's an acoustic opener as well, Justin Driggers, who is local to Arkansas. So it's some Arkansas musicians playing a lot of original music and some fun covers, and it'll be a fantastic night on the 16th.
Well, you guys have your instruments. Can I hear something?
You bet. Well, this is a new song that isn't released or anywhere for anyone to hear. It's called Fallen Again, and I wrote it with my co-writer Kenny Lamb, and I normally play it on the acoustic, but we're gonna give it a shot. This is a KUAF first right here. I've never done it this way before, but I'm excited. Let's do it. It's called Fallen Again.
Sight, useless to try to fight the wave that crashed into me. Wanna take this trip as far as we can get. I love those baby steps, just you and me. Something still brings me alive with just one touch. It don't take much. And I'm falling again like a little boy chasing his kite in the wind. You come on in and get me falling again. Falling again like the first time I felt you pulling me in. And just like then, you get me falling again. Spinning, man, this is living, just dancing with you. All it takes is just one love song, and I'm long gone, and all I want to do is hold you closer than ever. Never lose a rhythm and rhyme, time after time. I'm falling again like a little boy chasing his kite in the wind. Oh, you come on in, you get me falling again. Falling again like the first time I felt you pulling me. Just like then, you got me falling again. 'Cause I'll fall with you, baby. just like then. You got me falling again. Oh, just like then. You got me falling again.
That was Barrett Baber and Aaron Schauer inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. They visited our studios late last week. Barrett will be performing tonight at George's Majestic Lounge in Fayetteville. The concert is scheduled for 9:30. Tickets are $8. For more information on upcoming performances, you can visit barrettbaber.com. And to hear Barrett perform his track that won the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism's Song of Arkansas contest, listen to Weekend Ozarks at Large, Sunday morning at 9, here on KUAF.